From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired another missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, indicating the target was King Salman's palace. Air defenses destroyed it. There were no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke of the attack during a Security Council meeting.
According to the Houthis themselves, it was targeted at a meeting of Saudi leaders in Riyadh, in an area crowded with government offices. Thankfully, the missile was intercepted before it could hit its intended target. But the very fact of this attack is a flashing red siren for this council.
She said the missile bears the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-provided weapons and called on the council to act, perhaps imposing sanctions on Tehran. Thousands have died in nearly 3 years of conflict between the rebels and a Saudi-backed coalition. A missile attack last month prompted the coalition to temporarily close access to Yemen, blocking weapons shipments, but also cutting access for desperately needed humanitarian aid. The UN humanitarian coordinator for the country, Jamie McGoldrick, warned 18 million are in need of such aid.
The prognosis is not good. If the blockade is not fully completely lifted and the interference in our work is not reduced or taken away, then the results in pushing back on cholera and pushing back on famine over the last six months will be lost.
Iran supports the rebels but denies supplying them weapons. South Africa's deputy president, Cyril Ramaphosa, newly elected leader of the ruling African National Congress Tuesday, expressed his gratitude at being elected Monday.
All of us are humbled, deeply humbled to have been invested with this confidence by the delegates of our movement.
Ramaphosa likely will succeed President Jacob Zuma in 2019 elections. He faces daunting challenges, including corruption, crime, and the economy. This is VOA News. Campaigning ended for